for the second straight year. Some of the best Division III lacrosse talent has come to Maryland to face off. Lynchburg, Cabrini, Cortland, Nazareth, Dickinson, and Stevenson all meet for the midseason classic of lacrosse. Now, live from Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills, Maryland, this is the Green Turtle Classic on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
NCAA tournament resumes are built at the Green Turtle Classic today. The 11th-ranked Lynchburg Hornets look to avoid a letdown against the upset-minded Dickinson Red Devils. Good afternoon and welcome to Game 1 of 3 on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Owings Mills, the Green Turtle Classic. I'm Sid Zweigbaum, flying solo for Game 1 as number 11 Lynchburg takes on Dickinson. The game immediately following this one will feature Nazareth taking on Cabrini and the nightcap Stevenson and Cortland. Lynchburg doing their best to improve their tournament resume yesterday with a 15-8 win over number 7 Cortland. They certainly looked like a contender with the way they played yesterday. The Hornets were 5 out of 7 with the extra man Austin Stewart scoring 3 of those goals. In total, he had 5 goals and 2 assists as the attack trio from Lynchburg, Stewart, Murphy and Todd Galvin all put up big numbers. Murphy, 2 goals, 4 assists. Galvin, 3 goals, 1 assist. And they also got some help up front by junior midfielder Chris Cornelius with a career-high day, 2 goals and 4 assists for 6 points. The Hornets are now 3-2 against ranked teams. They've all come against the top 15. They beat Salisbury in their opener back on February 14th, 12-7. They beat Cabrini 10-9. They lost to number 5 Gettysburg on the road 7-6, and they lost to number 8 Endicott on the road 15-12. So they won their first two against ranked teams, started out 2-0, lost 2, and now they won last night against Cortland. The Dickinson Red Devils come in today at 2-4, but those 4 losses have come by a total of just 6 goals. They are in every game, especially against top-notch competition. Yesterday, they lost 13-11 against Nazareth, but they were down 5-0 after the first. They put themselves in an 8-2 hole at the half. Dickinson clawed all the way back to make it a 2-goal game, down 11-9 with 10:34 left in the game. Then they alternated goals and never got closer than 2 as they fell 13-11. Tyler Llewellyn leading the way with 3 goals yesterday for the Red Devils. They are 1-1 against ranked teams. They beat Cabrini earlier in the season 8-7. Back on March 7th, and they lost at Montclair State, who's number 16, 9-8 on February the 28th. Their other losses at Elizabethtown by 2 and at Widener by 1. So these Red Devils, despite a 2-4 record, have been in every one of their games that they've lost, and certainly they expect to do the same today. A team with a tradition of winning off to a slow start at 2-4, taking on the 11th-ranked 4-2 Lynchburg Hornets. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening faceoff coming up next. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you're primarily a student athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
Getting you set for face-off. This is the All-Access Pregame Show from SFMSports.net.
Number 11, Lynchburg, getting set to face off against Dickinson. Let's meet today's starting lineups. First, for Dickinson, who's considered the away team in this game, their starters on attack, number 3, Mitchell Andres, number 21, George Mazarkas, number 23, Rob Kendall, who had 2 goals yesterday. Their first-string middies, number 4, Tyler Llewellyn, number 9, Dylan Mayer, and number 20, Chris Menard, who's in double digits scoring this season. Their defense defense is led by a couple of senior captains, number 11, Slay Suda, and number 37, DJ Henderson, along with number 28, Graham Parsons. And the goalkeeper starting today will be number 8, Nick Baxter. Starting today for Lynchburg is this trio of talented attackmen, and it begins with number 13, Austin Stewart, who had 57 goals last year to lead the ODAC Conference. He is flanked by number 49, Todd Galvin, the senior, and number 51, junior Aaron Murphy. Their midfielders starting the game, taking the faceoff, will be number 22, Bobby Disler. He'll be flanked by Chris Hauer and number 50, Cole Barrett in the midfield. The starting close defenders, number 17, Eric Lombardo, number 28, Hunter Thompson, and number 31, senior Evan Leader. The goalkeeper is number 21, Chris Hawley, the junior out of Raleigh, North Carolina, who had only found himself playing in his first 2 years in 7 games for the Hornets. 0 starts prior to 2015. All he did in the offseason was win the goaltending job. He took it away from senior goalie Andrew Fox. Fox did not start the season last year as a starter for Lynchburg. He started the final 18 games and went 16-2. And this kid, Hawley, took the job away in the offseason. Started with a win against Salisbury, a 12-7 win back on February 14th, and has done nothing to lose the job since then. The Lynchburg Hornets wearing the home whites with crimson numbers, crimson helmets. Dickinson in their road red jerseys, white helmets, white numbers. It is a sunny but chilly 46 degrees in Owings Mills. It looks like it should be warmer as these two teams get set to kick off day 2 of the Mustang Classic in Owings Mills. Ryan Campbell taking the faceoff for Dickinson. He's at 43% on the season. Bobby Disler at 60% for Lynchburg. Lynchburg, a 15-8 winner over Cortland yesterday. Dickinson, a 13-11 loser to Nazareth. Disler and Campbell set to go at it in the middle of the field, and day 2 of the Green Turtle Classic is underway. Campbell had the first scoop at it, but it is scooped up on the defensive side of midfield by Chris Hauer for Lynchburg, and the Hornets will get it across midfield and into the box. Hauer left to right quickly to Galvin, who shot it wide left. A left-hand shot from the right side went low to low and shot it wide left. And the Hornets will back it up and put it in play. This is Murphy who lost it, and the Red Devils work on the clear as they took it away from Murphy to the side of the cage. Graham Parsons ahead with it, and we have an offside call against the Red Devils as Parsons with the long stick had gone across midfield. So Lynchburg gets it back on the whistle, and Dane Angel gets it across midfield, left to right, ahead to Galvin. Galvin, sort of the third wheel statistically, 31 goals, 21 assists last year. This is a really talented attack group. Colin McGuire, the freshman, having a good start to his career, is on with the first string middies along with Chris Cornelius. Cornelius, 6 points yesterday, a career high, goes behind the cage to McGuire. This is Stewart trying to get to the top of the box. He's got a short stick on him. Stewart has a step, winds, fires, hits the pipe, and it bounces all the way out near midfield. Running it down is Galvin, fighting for it with Paul Anderson, and Anderson able to get it for the Red Devils as they get the clear right to left. And now into the box is number 45, Connor Murphy, freshman out of Summit, New Jersey. Murphy goes behind the cage to Rob Kendall. Kendall had 2 goals yesterday. And now the Red Devils work on their first long possession right to left. Andres behind the cage, up the near sideline to Mayer, Dylan Mayer, number 9. Now to Chris Menard. Menard has 10 goals already this season to Tyler Llewellyn, who also has 10 goals. Llewellyn behind the cage to Andres. They set up a shot from the left side and a score for number 45, Connor Murphy. Murphy from Andres, and the Red Devils strike first. 12:40 to go in the opening quarter, and it's 1-0 Dickinson. Good ball movement there by the Red Devils, and Murphy with a right-hand shot from the left side. And he beat the goalie, Chris Hawley. First shot of the day for the Red Devils, finds the back of the net, and Campbell will face off again with Disler. Greg Castro has been the primary faceoff man for the Red Devils throughout the beginning of this season, throughout the first six games, at 59% winning clip. Again, this one knocked backwards by Lynchburg. Hauer fighting for it. It's a four-man fight on the far sideline. Goes out of bounds into the Lynchburg bench off of Dickinson. So the Hornets will take over. Long pass ahead by Hauer, fielded on a bounce by Hunter Thompson. Thompson ahead to Todd Galvin. Thompson will retreat back to his side of midfield as Galvin waits for the offensive group of midfielders. Second string middies, Harrison Brennan, Daniel Owens out onto the field for Lynchburg, who trails 1-0 3 minutes into this game. Daniel Owens backpedals, takes the screen from Jacob Fuller. So complete change of the midfield line for Lynchburg on this possession. Galvin off a screen, bounce shot. Good save there by Nick Baxter, and it goes behind the cage, over the end line, and it's going to be Lynchburg ball. As one of the Red Devil defenders thought it was their ball, shot high there. And Henderson, who had tried to restart play himself, got caught out of position behind the cage, but it worked out well as that shot from Stewart went so high and so quickly that Henderson was the closest to the end line. And the Red Devils have possession, now have it across midfield as they operate right to left on this sunny day in Owings Mills. Chris Menard to Llewellyn. Llewellyn's got the short stick on him as he backpedals near midfield, waiting for pick. Drives down the left side. Now to Andres behind the cage. Kendall. And the Red Devils work it around the horn. Dylan Mayer up top. Good flow to this one. Mayer spins out of trouble to Llewellyn. Driving down the right side, shot stopped nicely by Hawley as he took one away from Menard. Long outlet pass goes over the head of the intended target, but Aaron Murphy has it for Lynchburg, so they get the clear. Murphy, 49 goals, 40 assists last year, second in points in the ODAC. Goes to Stewart, who had 57 goals to lead the conference a year ago. Now Galvin at the top of the box to McGuire, the good-looking freshman. Here's Murphy off a screen. He's got a short stick on him. Puts the defender on his back. Works to his right, now back on his left hand. Shot and a score for Aaron Murphy. And we're tied at one. Murphy for Lynchburg matches Murphy for Dickinson. And with 9:55 to go in the first, we are even, one goal apiece. For Aaron Murphy, that is his 15th goal of the season. Unassisted. And we're tied 1-1. Whistle on the ensuing faceoff against Lynchburg. Referee called a push, and that'll give the ball back to the Red Devils. This is Ace Suda getting it across midfield, head to Connor Murphy. So Connor Murphy and Aaron Murphy are goal scorers. Ball knocked away behind the cage by Leader, and Leader with the ground ball after he caused the turnover. Long outlet pass hits off the stick of Lombardo, but it went right to his teammate Cullen Ganley, and they're able to get it across midfield working in tandem and ahead to Stewart. Stewart out to Aaron Murphy. Murphy waiting for some midfielders to get out there. Angel along with Cornelius. Cornelius has a step bounce shot score for Chris Cornelius. He's having a great Green Turtle Classic. Now his seventh point of the Classic. It's 2-1 Lynchburg as they get two goals in the last 60 seconds exactly to take a 2-1 lead with 8:55 to go in the opening period. Campbell and Disler face off number four. Disler pushes it forward, scoops it on the second try, quickly ahead to Galvin. Pass was at his feet, and it's loose in the defensive end for the Red Devils. It's still knocked loose as Galvin tracks it down near the end line. Galvin scoops up the ground ball. Now they get it to Aaron Murphy, number 51. Murphy working on the left side, trotting up the sideline toward the top of the box on the left side. Gets it to Harrison Brennan. Second string middies out there for Lynchburg. This is Jacob Fuller up top to Owens. Brennan spinning, shooting, and Baxter got a piece. It'll go over the far sideline, out of bounds. Stewart won the race, and Lynchburg will keep it. Owens down the right alley, goes behind the cage to Galvin. Quick pass, and they get it to Stewart up top. Stewart, 26 goals on the season. You can make it 27. Austin Stewart right on cue. Three in a row for Lynchburg. And the Hornets take a 3-1 lead. Austin Stewart just ran right around his man. And it was a waist-high shot from his right to left, and Baxter couldn't get his stick on it. 27th goal of the season for Stewart, and he just threw a fastball right by Baxter. What a start to this season for Austin Stewart. He's almost halfway to his league-leading goal total of 57 a year ago. Six straight multi-goal games to start the season. Three games in a row with five or more goals coming into this one. Loose ball picked up by the Hornets. This is Burke Ellis. Ellis lost it. Red Devils take it away. Got a scoring chance here, and that pass picked off in the crease by Hunter Thompson. Thompson, long outlet pass to Ellis. Ellis with the long hole left to right. 4-on-4, now 6-on-4 for the Hornets. Ernst gets near the crease and now veers off. Galvin wide open, left-hand shot, he scores in the top right corner. Todd Galvin gets on the board, assist goes to Ernst. 7:05 to go, it's 4-1 Lynchburg. Red Devils caught with a late change. It was a 6-on-4 opportunity. Galvin was wide open about 7 yards away from the goal, and he just let it rip. His 10th goal of the season, first today. 4-1 Lynchburg, 7:05 to go in the opening period. Thompson and Disler. Disler scoops it between his legs to his teammate Ganley, and Ganley now has it knocked away by the Red Devils, and it is eventually popped up in the air by Parsons, and Lynchburg comes away with it. Cullen Ganley got it back. It looked like it's going to be a ground ball and a possession for the Red Devils, and now The Hornets throw it away as Stewart threw it low to Cornelius. He couldn't handle the pass, went out of bounds into the Red Devil bench. And Siler White, number 13, gets it across midfield for Dickinson. And they need to do something to stop this 4-0 run by the Hornets. Tyler Strauds has it behind the cage, gets it to Connor Murphy. Murphy pressured. So he goes up top to Tyler Llewellyn. Llewellyn rotates to Mayer. Now to Menard on the right wing. Good ball movement here by the Red Devils. Andres behind the cage. Now to Mayer on the left wing. Under 6 minutes to go in the opening period. Menard with a dodge and a pass to Mayer. Mayer trying to draw the slide. Goes behind the cage to Andres. Fakes a couple of passes. Now cradles out of trouble and goes near the corner where the sideline and end line meet on the left wing. Wants to work one-on-one against Leader. Gets to the cage, shot it high and wide. Rebound scooped up by Strauds behind the cage in the right-hand corner. So a long possession here for the Red Devils. It's produced one shot so far. They trail 4-1 with 5:10 to go in the first. Andres to Mayer on the near side. Mayer floats it to Menard. Menard sprinting into the box down the right alley. Menard to Andres behind the cage to Murphy, set up on the left side where he scored his goal earlier in the game. Up top, they rotate to Llewellyn, and his shot on the run is handled easily by Holly, and he gets an excellent outlet pass ahead to Chris Hauer. Hauer sprints ahead, 4-on-4, looking for a man in front. Stewart made the catch, and he tried a no-look shot without facing the goal, and he flung it high and over the cage and into the netting. And the Red Devils won the race to the end line, and they'll work on the clear as Ace Suda, short stick midi, gets it across midfield. And the Red Devils get a stop and another possession. Austin Dodson on for the first time. To Kobe Frankel. So second string middies on for Dickinson. They trail it 4-1. Andres behind the cage. They get it up top to Frankel. Back over to Dodson on the right wing. Dodson gets around a man, goes behind the cage. This is Strauds. Back to Dodson. He shot it wide. It was a sidearm lefty shot from the right side. Went wide left. Andres there to back it up, and he'll restart it with 3:45 to go in the first. Andres trying to sprint past Leader. Comes to Colin Farrell, the senior from Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Farrell went to Andres. They go all the way up top to Dodson. Dodson dodging and falling, so he gets rid of it back to Frankel. Frankel down the right alley, draws a slide, throwing a pass in traffic. It's knocked down by the Hornet defense, and they swarm to the ball, and Ellis scoops up the ground ball. Hornets working quickly across midfield. This is Luke Ernst again, number 18. Ernst in transition. Got it to Cullen Ganley, and now Ganley and Ernst, a couple of short stick middies, will head out for more offensive personnel. Colin McGuire, Aaron Murphy behind the cage. Murphy out to Angel. Angel on the left wing. Sprints to the top of the box, playing pick and roll with Galvin. Galvin faked a shot. Galvin steps in, his shot blocked on the way in, and Baxter able to keep it out of the net. Great outlet pass and a great catch made by Henderson on the run. Henderson got it quickly to Andres, and now the Red Devils will wait for help. Lone Henderson might try to take that one all the way to the hole instead. Made an over-the-shoulder catch on the run, and Dickinson will slow things down and set it up. Llewellyn to Strauds. Now it's Andres behind the cage. to Menard. Llewellyn takes a pick up top. They get it to Andres behind the cage to Murphy on the left wing. Late sub coming in, cutting down the middle. They go to it, and a shot that bounced high over by Dylan Mayer as he short hopped it on the shot, and it went way over the cage. Andres quickly on the restart, and it hit off the crossbar. Hawley may have gotten a piece as well. Stayed out and rolled over the far sideline. 1:30 to go in the first. Dickinson trailing 4-1. Now they turn it over. Evan Leader takes it away, and he flicks it to Ernst. Ernst will sprint it across midfield with the short stick. Again, 6-on-4 for the Hornets. Shot from the top and a score for Chris Hauer. Hauer from Galvin. And it's 5-1 Lynchburg. What the Hornets are doing in transition is letting their short sticks play offense while the Red Devils are substituting and trying to get their defensive personnel on the field. What they're going to have to do is when they turn it over in transition, they're going to have to keep their offensive middies out on the field on defense till they can wait till Lynchburg substitutes. They're just substituting immediately, and that's the second time they've been caught 6-on-4. Thompson facing off against Disler. Red Devils come away with it. 1 minute to go in the opening period. The Red Devils scored first to take a 1-0 lead. Lynchburg has responded with 5 in a row. Tyler White behind the cage goes to Strads. Strads trying to sprint out toward the middle. Draws a couple of Hornets, and he goes back toward the end line. He's setting up from the invert position. Strads got it to Menard. Menard thought about stepping into a shot. 25 seconds left in the opening period, and Menard dodging from the right alley. Tried to pass it through the middle again. It's picked off by Chris Hauer again with 13 seconds left. Hauer, the short stick, in transition. 5-on-4 for the Hornets. Bad pass behind Angel. He has to dive to try to keep it alive. Coming on for it late is Cornelius with 2 seconds left. Long pass ahead is picked off in front by Andy Grabus. And that'll do it for the first period of play. Dickinson scored first, but Lynchburg scored the next 5. Our score at the end of 1, Lynchburg 5, Dickinson 1. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
With all of you. Follow us on Twitter
at Go Mustang Sports.
So good to see you. Count the downs and ride out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Number 11, Lynchburg, on top of Dickinson, 5-1. As the Hornets looking for their third win in a row, they started the season 2-0 with wins against Salisbury and Cabrini at home. They had road losses to Gettysburg and Endicott, a win last Saturday at home, at Guilford in their ODAC opener. And now they beat Cortland yesterday. Looking for 3 in a row. Stats through the first period of play before we switch sides. Lynchburg outshooting Dickinson 12-7, winning the ground ball battle. Hornets 14-6. Faceoffs, Lynchburg 4, Dickinson 3. each goalie with three saves. Dickinson, seven turnovers. Lynchburg with three in the first quarter of play as the Red Devils even it up on faceoffs, as that one is won by Ryan Campbell. And it's now 4-4 in that department. Tyler White gets it to Dodson. So the Red Devils found themselves in a similar situation yesterday, allowing five in a row in the first to Nazareth. And they trailed 5-0 after one, 8-2 at the half, and then got it to a two-goal deficit with 10:34 to go and couldn't get any closer than that. Here's Dodson with a head of steam, makes an errant pass to the left side. It is taken and now passed to Frankel. Frankel going to Strods down low, and they get it behind the cage to Mitchell Andres, the 5'11 freshman from Eastland, Connecticut, working around from the right side, and he bounces a left-hand shot well wide. It looked like he shot it a step too early before he had any kind of angle to get it on cage. Dickinson able to maintain the possession. Frankel goes up top to Dodson. Dodson, left-hand shot on the run. That one high and wide, and the Red Devils there again to back it up. So good start to the second quarter for Dickinson, controlling the tempo here. Andres want to get back in play. Faked a turnaround shot from a sharp angle. Now coming around from right to left. Goes up top to Dodson, to Frankel, number 26. Frankel trying to dodge on the right. Alley belt shot, and he scores. Kobe Frankel has his third goal of the season. And with 13:18 to go in the second, it's a 5-2 lead for Lynchburg. Frankel stops the 5-0 run, and maybe the Red Devils going to try to play catch-up a little earlier today. Thompson and Disler again down on one knee in the middle of the face-off circle. Disler punched it between his legs. It's kicked to the near sideline. And Lynchburg's first one to it was Angel. And the Hornets will try to work on the clear from deep in their own end. Eric Lombardo, the long pole, gets it ahead to Todd Galvin. Galvin across midfield. Galvin ahead to Colin McGuire. Now to the near side to Aaron Murphy. Murphy up top to Angel. Angel over to Galvin. Galvin on the right side against the short stick. Galvin passes to Murphy behind the cage. Stewart on the left wing. Up top to Cornelius. Over to Angel. Angel driving in front. Now passes it behind the cage quickly to Stewart. Stewart over to Cornelius. Now Murphy has it behind the cage. Murphy to Galvin. Galvin sets up a left-hand shot, and he just missed the top right corner where he was aiming, and it went over the cage. McGuire will put it back in play. 12:15 to go in the first half. Lynchburg on top, 5-2. Great pace to this game. McGuire behind the cage, the freshman. Five goals coming into this one. Switching hands on the dodge. He shoots and scores from the right side, just outside the crease. Colin McGuire, pretty move for the freshman out of Odenton. McGuire unassisted, his sixth goal of the season. 12 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Lynchburg back on top by 4-6-2. Six different goal scorers for Lynchburg as Dickinson takes timeout to regroup. They use their first timeout of the half, trailing 6-2. The Red Devils, coached by Dave Webster in his 14th year at Dickinson, for the Red Devils out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Their school founded in 1783. They have an enrollment of 2,339. They were 9-7 last year, 6-2 in the Centennial Conference. Did not qualify for postseason play for the first time since 2009. They had four straight NCAA tournament appearances from 2010 to 2013. They were the Centennial Conference champs from 2011 through 2013. So they had a three-year run that was stopped last season, and they are looking to get back in the winner's circle. And right now their record does not indicate that they're off to a great start. But again, those four losses, two against ranked teams, have come one against a ranked team, but all four of their losses by a grand total of six goals. So they could very easily be 4-2 instead of 2-4 as they enter play today. They are going to start conference play on Wednesday. Flag, our first of the day, coming after Lynchburg takes the faceoff. So it's going to be a penalty against the Red Devils as Galvin sets up the offense. Owens takes it to the X position behind the cage. Now comes out from the left side. Top to Stewart. Stewart hops over the flag. It's outside the box. Gets it to Jacob Fuller. Fuller cradling left-handed. Now to Aaron Murphy. Murphy got a lot of hair flowing out of the back of that helmet. He's easy to distinguish from up top here. Fuller down the left alley. Hornets looking for a good shot. Free possession here. Murphy has it behind the cage. Murphy gets a short stick on him. Now puts him on his back. Pass across the crease intended for Owens, and they blew it dead, even though the Red Devils had not touched it up. So usually they wait till the defense makes contact, and the referees blew that dead, and now we'll get the official call against Dickinson. Looked like a slash after Disler won the faceoff by his counterpart, Ryan Campbell. It's going to be a 6-on-5 opportunity for the Hornets, who are converting at a 37.5% clip with the extra man coming into this one. They were 5 out of 7 yesterday. They're just 9 out of 24 on the season. So before yesterday, they'd been struggling at under 25%. 30-second penalty is assessed to Campbell. Stewart goes to Murphy. Murphy to McGuire. His shot is blocked by Baxter. Now whistle blown as Baxter was scooping up in the crease. 8 seconds left on the penalty. Referee talking to Baxter. And it's another penalty coming against Dickinson. And that's what's going to give the ball back to Lynchburg. So it's a 6-on-4 for 8 seconds. 1 minute penalty to Thompson. They set up a shot for Stewart. He ducks in, had his stick knocked out of his hands. And the Red Devils get a big takeaway. They throw it across midfield, scooped up by DJ Henderson. And Henderson, with 44 seconds left on the penalty to his teammate, Parsons is the one serving the penalty. Excuse me, not Thompson. Got my 28s wrong. Parsons in the box for 25 more seconds. Lynchburg not overly aggressive, trying to take it away from Menard. Menard just trotting out the clock. No double team from the Hornets. 15 seconds left on the man down for Dickinson, so looks like they're going to kill off both of them here as Menard takes it behind the cage. Penalty to Parsons has expired, and we're back to 6-on-6, so good job by Dickinson to get that turnover. Looked like Stewart just tried to go through too much traffic, especially with the Hornets having a two-man advantage. No need for Stewart to try to split the D. It's kind of hard to tell him how to go about his business now with 27 goals in six games and a quarter. So I think Lynchburg head coach Steve Kudelka will live with that mistake there by Stewart. Tucker Carney passing it out in front. Fielded on a bounce and shot wide by Rob Kendall, number 23. Red Devils back it up. It's Tucker Carney putting it back in play. Carney out there for the first time. Takes a screen from Mike Allen, number 42. 6'3" sophomore out of Cincinnati. Getting his first run. Now Kendall will take it behind the cage, working against leader Kendall. To Mazarakis. And that pass through the stick of Mazarakis. And it goes out of bounds over the far sideline. It'll be Lynchburg ball. Dickinson ball left to right. They maintain possession. Allen has it behind the cage. Mazarakis with a bounce pass to the near side. Fielded nicely, shot wide. Allen with the rebound. He shoots and scores. And it's a goal for Dickinson. Allen was near the crease. And the referee signals goal with 7:46 to go in the second. It's 6-3 Lynchburg on top. Second goal of the season for Mike Allen. And it was all set up by the shot by Rob Kendall. Kendall got in front. His shot deflected wide, and it ended up looking like a pass right to Mike Allen. And it's a goal for Dickinson as they cut the lead back to three, the deficit back to three, 6-3. Lynchburg on top, 7:46. Disler and Campbell facing off for the 12th time. They've taken all 12 faceoffs in the game. This one is scooped first by Dickinson. Zach Blumenstein. And the Red Devils, left to right, have another possession, trailing by three. Tyler White got it to Strads, now to Andres, and they wait for help. Andres bounce pass to the far side to Connor Murphy. Murphy back to Andres. Andres with the long pull on him, all the way in the far left corner. And now he's coming in from the left wing. Andres stops. Goes to Murphy behind the cage to Strads on the right side. Now Strads goes up top to Frankel. Frankel takes a pick. Took a shot in the back. The Dickinson fans looking for a call there. Didn't get it. Now Dotson will back it up near midfield. 6:45 to go in the first half. Dotson and Frankel pick and roll at the top. Dotson keeps it. Now goes to Frankel. Frankel steps into a bounce shot, and a good stop there by Hawley. Might be his best of the day. Comes out of the crease to scoop up the ground ball. Now he's being chased to the far sideline. Hawley gets it across midfield. Goalies across midfield. Hawley is down the far sideline, and Lynchburg will use their first timeout. 6:22 to go. Steve Kudelka calling timeout from the Hornets. Kudelka in his 19th year at Lynchburg. He is 217-94 coming into today. 16 straight winning seasons for Coach Kudelka. He was 17-5 last year. The Lynchburg Hornets finishing in the second round of the NCAA tournament, losing 10-7 to Washington College, who was the same team that came here to Mustang Stadium to beat Stevenson in the quarterfinals. That's what I was getting at. The Hornets were the ODAC champs in 2014. Stevenson University is bringing the beach to Owings Mills. Announced this week, Stevenson will add women's sand volleyball as its 26th NCAA Division III sport. Stevenson becomes the first athletic program in Division III to offer sand volleyball to its student athletes with an inaugural season scheduled for spring 2016. Current eighth-year head women's volleyball coach Dave Trumbo will head up the sand volleyball squad, bringing along several of his indoor players to help comprise the 2016 roster. Visit GoMustangSports.com to get more information. Certainly hard to think about beach volleyball when we had snow on March 20th in Owings Mills, and it's still not that warm out today, even though it's officially springtime. Lynchburg puts it back in play out of the timeout, 6:15 to go. Colin McGuire cradling to the top of the box. McGuire pass to Stewart. Stewart takes a couple of screens. Again, had his stick knocked out of his hands and taken away by DJ Henderson. Henderson just flicked it across midfield to a teammate, and Ace Suda able to scoop it. Suda gets it to Strods, and now Dickinson will get some more time to control the ball. Murphy over to Menard. Menard draws the slide as the Red Devils still trying to get six men on the field as they're attacking 4-on-6 there. Andres has it behind the cage. The Red Devils have controlled the second period of play. They've outscored Lynchburg 2-1 in the second. Andres cradling to the far sideline, now backs it out of the box. Wants to get a full head of steam as he gets the call from his sideline. Andres trying to pass it across the crease. That one too low for Strods. Heads out of bounds over the near sideline. It'll be Lynchburg ball on the restart. Evan Leader, long pass ahead to Hunter Thompson, number 28. Thompson got it to Hauer. Hauer into the box. Lynchburg attacking 4-on-6 themselves here, waiting to get personnel on the field. Cornelius gets it to Angel. Angel blows right by the short stick, draws the slide, fakes it pass, goes behind the cage to Murphy, who had to field that one on a short hop. Murphy up top to Galvin. Galvin over to Cornelius. Cornelius comes back to the near side to Galvin. Galvin driving down the left alley. That stick check knocked the ball out of his stick. Galvin able to scoop it back up. Went behind the cage to McGuire. Now to Angel. Angel tripped up, fell down, lost the ball. It's taken away by Dickinson. Scooping it is Mike Serpa, number 16. Serpa triple teamed, got rid of it. And another clear for Dickinson. And Ace Suda. That's 38, not 30. That was Dane Huber. Now Strods has it over to Connor Murphy, 45. And Murphy didn't see the late coming defender from Lynchburg, Derek Bullock, who knocked that pass loose. It was Colin Ganley, 41. And now Ganley gets the return feed from Leader and gets the clear. Ganley ahead to Stewart, now to Aaron Murphy. Murphy over to Angel. 3.5 to go in the first half. Angel used that pick and now waiting for Joe Vincent to head off. And Cornelius comes back in. Cornelius takes the pass, goes down the right alley behind the cage. Now they get it to Stewart on the left wing. Stewart back over to the right side to Galvin. Galvin full head of steam down the right alley. Goes behind the cage to Murphy. Cornelius, right-hand shot, faked it from the left wing. Up top to Angel, quick pass to Stewart. Now to Galvin in front. Turnaround shot is blocked by Baxter. Rebound is loose, and it's scooped up by the Red Devils. They throw it away. Angel with the steal. Now that ball knocked up in the air, 15 feet high. It's fielded out of the air by Tyler White. Referees throw a flag down behind the play. And it looks like a penalty coming against Dickinson. This will be the third extra man opportunity for Lynchburg.
Personal foul, limited exclusion.
It's a personal foul against Ace Suda 1 minute penalty. Hornets will get another crack at a 6-on-5. Galvin on the right side. Up top to Cornelius. Cornelius looking down low, threw it away. That pass intended for McGuire. And the Red Devils put it back in play. Andy Grabus, long pass to the near side, fielded on a hop by Henderson. Henderson couldn't corral it, and it goes right back to Lynchburg. So a golden opportunity there for Dickinson to kill off the penalty, and they squander it. Give and go, behind the back shot, score for Aaron Murphy. What a pretty play on the give and go with Colin McGuire. And it's 7-3 Lynchburg. They get the extra man goal with 2:14 to go in the first half. Play of the day so far, as Murphy and McGuire work the give and go. Again, Dickinson had a possession and a chance to kill off the man down. And just a hasty long pass, and they turned it over immediately. 2:14 to go in the first half. Lynchburg on top, 7-3. Disler wins the faceoff, scoops it himself. Disler down the middle, goes to Aaron Murphy. Murphy shoots. Baxter got a piece. Rebound slapped at by Galvin. Baxter, another save. Referee goes down. Galvin goes down. Two flags are down prior to that contact. 2:02 to go in the first half. And the Dickinson Red Devils are going to send at least one player back to the box, trailing 7-3. Good stops there by Nick Baxter, junior out of Boxford, Massachusetts. 1 minute penalty against Slay Suda. Galvin up top to Cornelius. Near side to Aaron Murphy. Back to Cornelius up top. They're looking for the man cutting down the middle. Shot, and it hit a pipe out of the stick of Galvin. Goes out of bounds over the far sideline. Lynchburg gets it back. They're looking for Ahern, 25 in the middle. Galvin, quick stick pass back to McGuire. Now to Murphy behind the cage. Murphy trying to go right up top. Pass is knocked down. Stewart gets it back. 24 seconds left. A bad pass by Stewart. Deflected. Who touched it last as it goes over the end line? They're going to say it was last touched by Dickinson. And McGuire puts it back in play. 15 seconds left on the extra man for Lynchburg. Stewart goes to Murphy behind the cage. Murphy up top to Cornelius. Now to Stewart, he shoots and scores. 8-3 Lynchburg. Second goal of the afternoon for Austin Stewart. Good pass there by Cornelius and good work by Lynchburg. They go two quick passes, one behind the cage from Murphy up top to Cornelius, and Cornelius stepped into it like he was going to shoot, made the extra pass, and Austin Stewart put it away with 1:06 to go. Lynchburg with their largest lead of the day, 8-3. Second extra man goal. So now they're 2-for-4 with the extra attacker. Six-man pile up in the middle for this faceoff. Under a minute to play in the first half. Howard looked like he had it scooped up. It's still loose. Dickinson had it for a second. A push from behind against Lynchburg. That'll give it to the Red Devils. They need something to stop the momentum by Lynchburg. White had it knocked away, but a timeout called first by the Red Devils. So their head coach, Dave Webster, calling timeout before the turnover. 44.8 to go in the first half. Visit the Owings Mills Green Turtle, just 10 minutes away from Mustang Stadium during this weekend's Classic. Show your ticket to the server, and you get $5 off your purchase of $25 or more. The Owings Mills Green Turtle is located at 2 Restaurant Drive South. The Green Turtle combines comfort food, a casual atmosphere, and a sports bar where families, friends, and fans of all ages can feel at home. 44.8 seconds to go in this first half. Lynchburg led 5-1 after one. Dickinson scored two of the next three goals to start the second period of play to make it a 6-3 game. And throughout the most of the first 10 minutes of the second period, Dickinson controlled the tempo. And now Lynchburg has scored two in a row in the final 2 minutes of the first half to extend their lead to a 5, which is the most they've led by today, 8-3. 44.8 seconds to go. First half, we'll have highlights and a look at the stats coming up at halftime. And after the game, we'll wrap up the broadcast, and then we'll have interviews with both coaches online. You can hear what they have to say after the game. Dickinson puts it back in play. Strahd's on the restart from the right wing. Strahd's going right to the goal. Shot! And it's stopped by Hawley. May have gotten some help from the post. And now Lynchburg with 35 seconds left. Trying to go end-to-end with it. Hauer makes a catch to shy midfield. Now nice dodge and gets it up to Galvin. And Lynchburg calls timeout with 25.1 seconds left. So now Lynchburg thinking about adding to their lead. They're on top 8-3 as we get another look at this play by Strahd's. Thanks to our SUTV replay, and it looked like indeed it hit off the right pipe as the goalie Hawley was playing the far side a little bit more than the short side. So good idea there by Tyler Strahd's, the 5'9" freshman. Still looking for his first goal this season for Dickinson. Almost had it there. 25.1 to go in the first half. As the 11th-ranked Hornets looking to win their third straight game for the first time this season and improve to 5-2. Certainly don't look like they've had any sort of letdown from yesterday's dominant performance over Cortland, a 15-8 win. And both coaches last night after the Stevenson game, Steve Colfer of Cabrini and Paul Cantamene of Stevenson, said there's not really a whole lot you can do to get ready for the second opponent in a setup like this where you play games on back-to-back days because you have to focus so hard on the first one. You don't want your players to get confused. Lynchburg puts it back in play. You can hear how windy it is down on the field. Galvin below the goal line on the right wing, now sprinting toward the middle. Galvin gets away from the double team. Got it to Stewart, and he shoots it high to low and scores. A hat trick in the first half for Austin Stewart. And the lead is now 9-3. Give Galvin a helper. And with 5.1 seconds to go, Lynchburg has scored three in a row and three goals in the final 2 minutes and change in this first half to take a 6-goal lead. It started to look a little precarious when the Red Devils had cut it to 3. Now the Hornets comfortably on top, 9-3. Third goal of the afternoon for Stewart. Disler and Campbell in the faceoff circle, and time expires as nobody able to scoop up the faceoff. That'll take us to halftime. The 11th-ranked Lynchburg Hornets leading the Dickinson Red Devils by a score of 9-3. We'll take a break from Owings Mills. We'll be right back with our first half highlights. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
The top Division III lacrosse teams are coming to Owings Mills March 20th and 21st. The Green Turtle Classic pits the nation's top talent against each other in a six-game showcase. This year's lineup includes Lynchburg, Cabrini, Cortland, Nazareth, Dickinson, and Stevenson. The Mustang Sports Network will bring you all six games live. Get the schedules at sfmsports.net. Brought to you by the Green Turtle of Owings Mills.
When my girlfriend of 2 years asked me what my 5-year plan was, I should have known to include her in it. I did not. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. 75 years. I had no idea. I also should have known that they're the number one auto insurer in Baltimore. In fact, they're the largest in Maryland. We should all know these things. Now I know, and now you know. And now I'm single. Know anyone?
GEICO, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know GEICO has been around for over 75 years, it's time to let you in on another little secret. GEICO could help you save on motorcycle and RV coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. But this is no secret. Tell someone. Tell everyone. Be the worst secret keeper ever. Spread it faster than a middle school rumor.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
The Mustang Sports Network returns to the press box for first half highlights and a breakdown of the stats. This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back in Owings Mills, Lynchburg on top of Dickinson in the Green Turtle Classic, 9-3, game one of three today here at Mustang Stadium. Let's take a look at our first half highlights, and it's going to start with a goal from Dickinson as Connor Murphy lights the lamp, the first goal of the night, 1-0. Dickinson at that point, and then it's all Lynchburg the rest of the first period. Aaron Murphy unassisted, just dragging his defender right and left and then beating the goalie with a low shot. 1-1 at that point. Chris Cornelius, a burst of speed, 6 points yesterday, his first point of the day, making it 2-1 Lynchburg. Then Austin Stewart getting involved. Three straight games for Stewart with five or more goals. His first goal of the day, 3-1 Lynchburg at that point. And the Hornets looking for more. Galvin in transition, a 6-on-4 opportunity. 7:05 to go in the first. Lynchburg on top, 4-1. And then another transition play as the Red Devils caught changing. Hauer with the goal, 5-1 Lynchburg. After one, Dickinson getting the scoring started again in the second. This is Frankel on the run, scoring to make it 5-2. Lynchburg responding with the freshman, Colin McGuire. Look at this move, like a crossover dodge, and he beat the goalie to make it 6-2. Dickinson responding with the rebound attempt by Mike Allen. After this errant shot, Allen catches it on the doorstep, puts it home low. 6-3, with 7:46 to go after that goal by Allen. Lynchburg's lead cut to 3. Look at this save by Chris Alley, taking a bouncer off the chest out of the stick of Kobe Frankel, and then Lynchburg going to work in the final 2:14. Here's Murphy with the extra man give and go behind the back, makes it 7-3, and Aaron Murphy puts the sword away, but he wouldn't be done yet. Murphy helping set up this goal for Austin Stewart. Assist going to Cornelius, 8-3. Then with 5.1 seconds left, Galvin drawing the slide, finding Stewart. Stewart with a hat trick in the first. You see him go high to low. And Austin Stewart already with 29 goals on the season, looking for his fourth straight game of five or more goals. And he's got a whole 30 minutes to get there. We'll take a break from Mustang Stadium. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. We're right down the middle. He shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannick. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. We'll be right back.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
The Green Turtle Classic continues in minutes. Now, back to the All Access Halftime Show.
Halftime in Owings Mills, number 11 Lynchburg, leading Dickinson 9-3. Let's take a look at our first half stats, show you how we got to this point. Lynchburg outshooting Dickinson 22-15. Lynchburg winning the ground ball battle 22-14. Faceoffs 7-6 in favor of Lynchburg. Dickinson with 11 turnovers. Lynchburg with 7. 4 Dickinson penalties, 0 for Lynchburg. And that's led to 2 man-up goals for the Hornets in 4 opportunities. And it's also taken away possession from Dickinson as well during that time, and that's really been a big difference in the game, is Dickinson getting stops but committing penalties, and that's led directly to 2 goals and extended this lead to 6 for the Hornets, 9-3. Scoring in the first half for Dickinson, 1 goal each for Kobe Frankel, Connor Murphy, and Mike Allen, assists for Mitchell Andres and Rob Kendall. Lynchburg scoring 3 goals for Austin Stewart, 2 for Aaron Murphy, 1 each for Todd Galvin, Colin McGuire, Chris Cornelius, and Chris Hauer, assists 2 for Galvin, 1 for Cornelius, 1 for Luke Ernst, and 1 for McGuire. So Stewart and Galvin, 3 points apiece in the first half of play as the Hornets have a 9-3 lead. They will be back in Owings Mills to play for the third time on April 4th. When they play Stevenson here at 7 p.m. So Lynchburg getting acclimated to Mustang Stadium with a win yesterday and right now a 6-goal lead. And they'll play here at least one more time on April the 4th coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll take a break here from Owings Mills. We'll be right back with the second half of play with Lynchburg leading Dickinson 9-3. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it, I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead, call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Back to the Green Turtle Classic, live from Owings Mills, Maryland, on the Mustang Sports Network.
Sid Zweigbaum back with you in Owings Mills. Game 1 of this second day of the Green Turtle Classic. Lynchburg leading Dickinson 9-3. Coming up next, Nazareth and number 10 Cabrini. That scheduled start will be about 25 minutes after the end of this game. So we're hoping around 3:30. It could be closer to 4. And then number 7 Cortland taking on number 3 Stevenson in the nightcap. That one is tentatively scheduled for 5:45. Again, it'll be about 25 minutes after the end of game 2. This one got started a little late. There was a Stevenson women's lacrosse game against Union preceding this game. So we got started a little late, and I'm not sure if they're ever going to catch up on those 15, 20 minutes. So the next game probably will start closer to 4 than 3:45. Disler and Campbell face off in the middle. It's a 7-6 advantage for Disler. Now he wins again 8-6. Here comes Murphy. Bounce shot goes wide right. Lynchburg will have it out of the restart. Galvin putting it back in play. He goes up top to Angel. Angel to Cornelius. Lynchburg on the season averaging 11.5 goals a game. And they're well over that pace right now. Stewart works it around up top to Galvin. Angel coming across the middle with a screen, shot it right at Baxter, and he made a good save. Baxter with the outlet pass to Suda. Suda fields it on the bounce, and he had his stick knocked out from behind by Angel. Penalty coming against Lynchburg. Ball is loose. Ground ball scooped up by Tyler White. So White has it for Dickinson. White going right to the cage. He shoots and scores! White scooped it up near midfield, and he went right through the double team. And Tyler White, with the free possession, went all the way in and scored. And Dickinson, again, scoring the first goal of the quarter. They've done so in each of the first three quarters, but they trail 9-4. With 13:54 to go in the third, the goal by White will negate the penalty coming against Lynchburg. And the Red Devils cut it to 5 again. Their 4 losses this season by a total of 6 goals. A 2-goal loss at Elizabethtown, 1-goal loss at Montclair State, 1-goal loss at Widener, and a 2-goal loss against Nazareth yesterday, as it was initially scooped up by Serpa on the faceoff. He had it knocked out of his stick. Disler got it back. Now he has it taken away by Campbell. And Dickinson controls possession. Mitchell Andres into the box. The Red Devils in their road red jerseys with white numbers, white helmets, attacking right to left again here in the third. Dickinson, 2-4 on the season. Behind the cage to Andres, to the near side, to Mazarakis. Up top to Menard. Menard switching hands. Little spin dodge, shot it, and Hawley makes the save. Menard got a lot of heat on that one. Hawley stands tall and makes the save. And now Lynchburg will work on the clear as Hawley and Lombardo play catch. 6th save of the day for Hawley as he put his stick above his hand and pumped it up in the air after his team got the clear. Angel into the box, working against the long pole. Up top to Cornelius. Cornelius to Galvin. Galvin off a couple of screens to Angel. Angel on the left wing. Coming across the middle, Angel goes behind the cage to Murphy. Cornelius on the left wing. Cornelius inside the box, right in the middle of the field, switching hands. Cornelius over to his left, got it to Stewart. Faked a shot, ducks in. Stewart takes a hit. Stewart maintains possession. Got it to Angel in the middle. Bounce shot, didn't get a lot on it, and it went wide of the cage. It's scooped up by Suda, and Suda will just sprint through everybody. Here come the Red Devils, 4-on-3. Suda fakes a pass. Suda shoots and scores! Ace Suda finds the back of the net. And all of a sudden, that's 2 in a row for Dickinson. It's 9-5. Lynchburg leads. Ace Suda went end-to-end with that one. He faked the pass to his right, and the defense slid because they didn't think the short stick would want a shot. First goal of the season for Ace Suda, as he made a nice pump fake on the pass. Hawley was caught hugging the left post, and he went to the right side and beat the goalie. It's 9-5, Lynchburg on top by 4. Dickinson not throwing in the towel. They score the first two coming out of the half. Lynchburg wins the faceoff. Joe Vincent scoops it up with the long hole. Now gets it ahead to Galvin. Galvin double team, splits the D. Galvin down the right alley, left hand shot, and Baxter made the save. Galvin got the rebound, tiptoed outside the crease, and now Lynchburg will slow it down. 11:05 to go in the third. Big stop there by Baxter on another heater from Todd Galvin. It was almost from point-blank range. Owens gets it to Cornelius. That's Fuller, number 6, not Cornelius, number 8. Now they work it up top to Brennan, number 12. Downloaded Galvin. Galvin back to Brennan. In traffic, another shot and another save for Baxter. Galvin overran the rebound. It's loose. Slay Suda fighting for it for Dickinson. Couldn't come up with it. And Lynchburg will keep possession. Good one brewing here in the Green Turtle Classic. Dickinson scoring the first two goals after halftime. Galvin to Murphy. Now he sets a screen for Murphy. Murphy went right, then left. Has it on the far wing. Murphy cradling to the top. Murphy, little dump off to Stewart. Little Princeton offense look here. Brennan at the top, switching hands, rolling away from the slide. Dickinson able to recover as Owens has it on the right wing. Owens up top to Cornelius. A lot of clock here by the Hornets. Cornelius gets a step. Galvin now on the pass across the box. And we've got a whistle. It's going to be a push against the Red Devils as Owens went down. Restart in the stick of Murphy. Stewart on the far side, working against a short stick. Stewart draws a double, goes to Galvin. Galvin ducking in. Galvin shoots it wide. 9:26 to go in the third. Long possession here by Lynchburg, approaching 2 minutes. Quick restart into Stewart. Stewart to the left of the crease. Turnaround shot went wide. Murphy will win the race to it. And Murphy will put it back in play with 9:16 to go. Murphy to Fuller. Long possession here for Lynchburg. Hornets looking to retake a 5-goal lead. Red Devils looking for a stop. That pass knocked down again. It's swatted out near midfield by DJ Henderson. He scoops it on the run with the lump ball. Had it knocked loose, but it went right to a teammate. Shot on the run and a score for number 13, Tyler White. Does it again. White off the broken play. He just kept running toward the goal, and Tyler White, 2 goals in the third of similar fashion. He had 1 goal coming into this game in 6 games, and already he doubles that total with 2 goals here in the third quarter. It's 9-6, 3 in a row to start the third for the Red Devils. 8:50 to go in the third. Dickinson trailing 9-6. Campbell for Dickinson. Disler for Lynchburg. Disler flicks it backwards, but it goes to the Red Devils. Andres inside the box, able to scoop up the faceoff. And all of a sudden, Dickinson holding strong on the defensive end for about 2.5 minutes. They get a quick transition goal, and now they get a possession down by 3. Chance to make it a 2-goal game. Kobe Frankel has won in this game. Frankel has his man go down. Now that pass the intended target, Kendall, but it is backed up by Farrell. Andres behind the cage. Invert offense here. Andres now comes out on the left wing, parallel to the goal. Takes a pick and goes behind the cage. Looking for a pass up top. It's knocked down and taken away by Ganley. Ganley in transition. 5-on-4 break. Got it ahead to Galvin. Galvin ducks under his man, shoots and scores. What a play by Todd Galvin. So dangerous every time he catches the ball. And his defender overran the shot fake. And Todd Galvin gets his second goal of the day. 7:45 to go in the third. Hornets on top, 10-6. Galvin with a beautiful dodge went right around right around Andy Grabis. And the assist goes to number 41, Cullen Ganley. Campbell and Disler facing off again. The 20th time today. Whistle blown. It was kicked. It'll be Lynchburg ball. It was a trip against Dickinson. Now Lynchburg ends the 3-0 run, and they'll try to start a run of their own. Up 10-6 in the third, 7:20 to go. McGuire over to Cornelius. Cornelius had it knocked away, but he got it back. Ace Suda on him. Murphy to Angel. Angel to near side to Galvin. Galvin behind the cage to Murphy. Murphy spins away from traffic, had it knocked away by Slay Suda. It's loose behind the cage. Henderson scoops it for Dickinson. DJ Henderson goes back to Suda, who has to handle it on a bounce. Suda long pass ahead for his brother Ace Suda, and he fields it off a couple of bounces. Ace gets the clear with the short stick, and now he gets it into the box for Dickinson. So Red Devils down by 4 here in the third. Plenty of time left. This is Menard looking to get on the board today. 6 goals for Dickinson, none of them by their top 2 goal scorers. Tyler Llewellyn or Chris Menard. Haven't seen a whole lot of Llewellyn. He's back out there now with the ball and a stick and gets the short stick. Llewellyn goes past the short stick, shot it wide left. Just trying to pick off that top left corner. Andres there to back it up. And I believe there's a penalty coming against Lynchburg. Murphy slashing. So the call was all the way at the other end on the ride out against Murphy. 5:52 to go. The Red Devils will get their first extra man opportunity. They are 50% on the season, 7 out of 14. See if they can cash in again. This is Rob Kendall, top of the box. Kendall to Llewellyn, back to Kendall. Box and one set up by the Lynchburg defense. And now sneaking in from behind was Luke Ernst. Ernst is trying to keep it away from Menard. They're literally playing 5-on-4 with Ernst chasing Menard. And then pass back door in front. Shot high and score. Was he in the crease? The referee says no. And it's a goal for Chris Jones. Jones on the back door pass to the right of the cage. And the Red Devils cut it to 3 again. It's 10-7 Lynchburg. Dickinson has cut their halftime deficit in half to 3. Man up goal for Dickinson. Scored by number 48, Chris Jones, sophomore out of Belmore, New York. Rob Kendall picking up the assist. Campbell and Disler. Campbell knocked it forward. Ball popped up in the air by Tyler White. And it's scooped up by Lynchburg's Burke Ellis. Ellis going back into his own end to Evan Leader. And now Lynchburg will get the clear left to right. Pretty uncontested by Chris Cornelius. Hornets up by three. Galvin up top to Angel. Over to Cornelius. Under 5 minutes to go in the third. Cornelius driving down the right alley. Behind the cage to Murphy. Murphy over to Stewart. Stewart takes a pick from Angel. Now to Galvin on the right side. Galvin toward the middle. Now takes a pick from Cornelius. Runs into some traffic there. Galvin with a short stick on him. Over to Cornelius, who's got a long pull on him on the left wing. To Murphy. Murphy up top to Angel. Out of space for Angel. Gets it to Galvin. Galvin working on a short stick. Galvin looking in front. Turnaround shot. Stewart missed it. Austin Stewart was about 4 yards outside the crease. Turnaround shot. And he just bounced it short, and it went way over the cage. He had plenty of time to turn, set, and fire. I don't think he knew he was that open. Angel to Cornelius. Lynchburg keeps possession. Cornelius behind the cage to McGuire. Now to Galvin. Jump shot went wide left. 3:37 left. McGuire will put it back in play. McGuire. Skip pass to Galvin. Left hand shot wide again. This time wide right. Lefty starting low and missing wide right. Murphy will put it back in play. Takes a screen from Stewart. Murphy getting in the middle of the field. Now to Angel. Angel sprinting to his left. Now turns back on his right hand. Cut off and passes to McGuire. McGuire, the freshman, getting his stick to the middle of the field. Now they go down low to Murphy. Goal line extended. Now Murphy trots it out toward the top of the box. Murphy's got a long pull on him. Little spin dodge there by Murphy. Now has a short stick after the pick. Now he'll pass to Galvin, set a pick. Galvin draws a double. Galvin looking for a man in front. Scott McGuire, catch, shoot, and score for Colin McGuire in front. Galvin with the helper. And Lynchburg back on top by four, 11-7 with 2:52 to go. This offense really crisp from the Hornets. They know exactly what they want to do with it. They've got so many weapons between Galvin and Murphy and Stewart. And now McGuire, the freshman, who really impressed in fall ball for the Hornets, listed as an attackman, but he's played midfield today, and they've just got to find a way, and obviously they have, to have all four of those guys on the field. McGuire now, second goal of the day, seventh of the season, 5'9" freshman out of Odenton in St. Mary's High School. Unsportsmanlike conduct after the play is called against Dickinson's Tyler White, so he'll be in the box for 1 minute, so Lynchburg doesn't have to win the faceoff. They're awarded the ball. Here's McGuire behind the cage. Chance to make it a 5-goal game again for the Hornets. Galvin down low, they go to McGuire. McGuire has a cutter in front. It's Stewart. He shoots and scores from about 2 yards out. Austin Stewart, fourth goal of the game. McGuire the assist. And now Dickinson has squandered most of the ground they gained since trailing by 6 at halftime. It's a 5-goal lead again for the Hornets, 12-7. The penalty to White proves costly. 2 goals in the last 16 seconds for the Hornets. Fourth goal of the game for Stewart. Listen to his rundown scoring so far this year. 4 goals in the opener, 2 then three, and the last three games, 6-6-5, and then today, four goals for Stewart. He's got 30 goals in game number seven. The 5'7" junior from nearby Reisterstown played high school at Loyola Blakefield. Dickinson faceoff man Dane Huber moved early. White will stay in the box. It's a non-releasable penalty. And Lynchburg gets the faceoff win with the faceoff violation against Huber. Hornets have 20 seconds left to cash in with the extra man. Murphy behind the cage to Cornelius. Over to Galvin. Cornelius. Back to Galvin on the near side. To McGuire. Up top to Cornelius. Tough catch. Tried to get over to Stewart. That pass knocked down nicely by Ryder, but it goes back to Stewart. Dickinson has killed off the rest of the man down. We're back to 6-on-6. Minute 45 to go in the third. Stewart on the far wing. Stewart spins. Double team coming. Flips it away. And the pass is picked off by Dane Huber. So Huber doing a good job coming in from the blind side. Got it to Baxter. Baxter long pass ahead to Josh Ryder. Ryder got rid of it to Mazarakis. He goes to Menard. Now Tyler Llewellyn on with the ball. Head to Kendall. Back to Llewellyn. Llewellyn waiting for a substitution, waiting for Dylan Mayer to come on. 1 minute to go in the third. Dickinson trails by 5, 12-7. They had cut it to 3 twice at 9-6 and 10-7. Lynchburg scored 2 in a row to extend the lead back to 5. Menard lost it, had it knocked away by Cole Barrett. Barrett scooped it up. He has it taken away by Llewellyn. 38 seconds left. Llewellyn looking to go to the goal. Goes behind the cage to Mazarakis. Mazarakis tried to go across the crease, and that pass ends up in the Lynchburg sidelines. They'll put it back in play as their whole sideline was chasing that ball so they could restart quickly. Here comes Hauer to Galvin. 17 seconds left. Galvin takes a pick from Ernst. Now gets to Murphy. Murphy just outside the crease, looking for a man in front. Ernst couldn't handle the pass. Stewart the closest to it. It's loose on the far side. Scooped up by the Red Devils with 3 seconds left. The pass knocked down at the buzzer, and that will take us to the fourth. Our score through three. Lynchburg on top of Dickinson, 12-7. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
Follow us on Twitter.
Bye now. At Go Mustang Sports.
So good to see you. Got me dancing right out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. And just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills, Maryland. Number 11, Lynchburg, leading Dickinson 12-7 after three quarters of play in the opening game of day two of the Green Turtle Classic on a Sunday afternoon in Owings Mills. We were supposed to play Friday and Saturday, but weather on Friday night, everything got pushed back a day, and we've got some earlier start times today than we had planned for yesterday, if yesterday was going to be the second and final day. Nazareth and Cabrini coming up next. Cabrini beat Stevenson last night. Nazareth beat Dickinson, so one of those teams will be 2-0 in the Classic. Then Stevenson and Cortland both lost yesterday. They play tonight in the nightcap, starting around 6 o'clock. Disler wins the faceoff for Lynchburg to start the fourth period of play. Lynchburg will go right to left, up by 5, 12-7. Dickinson had cut into the six-goal halftime deficit twice, getting within 3, and each time Lynchburg answering back with a run of their own. They've scored the last 2 goals in this game to make it a 12-7 lead. Guire, freshman on the far side, cradling out of play. We'll see how aggressive Lynchburg wants to be in the fourth with this 5-goal lead. Here's Angel driving from left to right, goes behind the cage to Galvin, now to Stewart. Stewart has 4 goals. Up top to Cornelius. We go behind the cage to Murphy. Lynchburg out shooting Dickinson 34-21 through 3 quarters of play. 31-24 advantage in ground balls. Here's another ground ball. It's swatted over the near sideline by Suda, and it'll go back to Lynchburg. Lynchburg with a 13-7 advantage in faceoffs. They won 6 out of 7 in the third. 11 saves for Baxter, the goalie for Dickinson. 6 saves for Hawley, the goalie for Lynchburg through 3 quarters of play. Dickinson's turned over 15 times, Lynchburg with 12. They work it to Stewart, the left of the cage, up top to Cornelius. Minute and a half gone by on this possession for Lynchburg. Murphy backing into the short stick, shooting on the run and scoring. Aaron Murphy has a hat trick, as that's 3 in a row now for Lynchburg. Murphy with 13:19 to go makes it 13-7 Lynchburg. Aaron Murphy now with 17 goals on the season. Gets his third of the day. And it's back to a 6-goal lead for Lynchburg. Campbell facing off against Harrison Brennan this time. And Dickinson comes away with the faceoff win. Zach Blumenstein with the ground ball. It's to Slay Suda, who got it across midfield to Chris Menard. 2 minutes gone by in the fourth. Lynchburg on top, 13-7. Dickinson slowing things down, but they've got to hurry, down by 6. Menard driving down the right alley to Llewellyn. Got it to Connor Murphy. He got it back to Llewellyn. Llewellyn takes a pick. His pass knocked down, and it's going to be scooped up by Ernst as he couldn't save it over the near sideline. Llewellyn will put it back in play for Dickinson. To Brennan. Andres has it behind the cage for Dickinson. Andres to Strads. Strads spins away. Back to Andres behind the cage. 3 minutes gone by in the fourth. Menard to the near side to Llewellyn. Llewellyn backs it out midway between midfield and the box. Nice roll dodge got by Ernst. Llewellyn shooting from the angle. Couldn't get it past the goalie, Howley. A rebound opportunity for Mayer, and it got back to Hawley, the goalie. And now he will work on the clear with Leader and Lombardo. Hawley to Lombardo on the far side. Eric Lombardo, the senior out of Franklin Park, New Jersey, gets it across midfield. Got it to Brennan on the run, ahead to Galvin. 11 minutes to go in the fourth period of play. Hornets on top, 13-7. Murphy to Owens. Lynchburg attacking right to left in the fourth. This is Jacob Fuller. Fuller gets by his man. It's knocked away from behind. Rolls to Murphy behind the cage. He's hit hard and goes down. Blumenstein hit him hard. And we've got a whistle against Lynchburg. That'll give it back to Dickinson. Quickly across midfield is Mike Serpa, number 16. Serpa ahead to Strads. Strads to Andres. Far side to Connor Murphy, who started the scoring in this game. Gets it to Frankel. Frankel has a goal for Dickinson today. Frankel spinning away from the defender, Barrett. 10 minutes to go in the fourth. Lynchburg on top, 13-7. Strads behind the cage to Andres. Andres spinning from left to right. Coming out from the left side, fake the turnaround jump shot. Now Andres going back behind the cage. Andres skip pass up top to Dodson. Over to the left side to Frankel. Frankel stopped and turned. Now goes back up top to Dodson. Long possession here for the Red Devils. Dodson over to Murphy. Murphy stays on the perimeter. Sharp shot and score for Mitchell Andres from Connor Murphy. Andres, his first goal of the day, 9:19 to go. He got open on that left wing. And Dickinson cuts it to 13-8. 9:19 to go. Still time for the Red Devils to make a run, but their defense is going to have to shut the door the rest of the way pretty much to do so. Disler and Campbell to face off. 9:19 to go in the fourth. 5-goal lead for the Hornets. Wings come in to fight for it. Disler kicks it back in his own end. But it is scooped up by Dickinson, and Blumenstein gets it across midfield. He's dangerously close to the sideline. He just ran out of bounds. Did not realize where he was on the field. Ellis didn't push him. Blumenstein just ran right out of bounds. And that'll give it back to Lynchburg and Luke Ernst. Blumenstein, a freshman out of Chevy Chase, Maryland, played high school lacrosse at Georgetown Prep. Angel down the right side. Goes to Aaron Murphy. Murphy bounces it out to Cornelius. Over to Galvin. Galvin driving down the right side. Galvin to Cornelius. Over to Stewart. Stewart to Angel. He shoots and scores. 10 yards out, center of the field. Angel hits the back of the net. Stewart the assist. 8:14 to go. Lynchburg back on top by 6, 14-8. Stewart with his first assist of the day. And the Hornets back on top, 14-8. Disler and Campbell in the middle. Campbell standing straight up. Disler down on one knee to take the draw. And Campbell comes away with the win. Gets it ahead to Graham Parsons. Parsons into the box. And to Strads. Strads to Connor Murphy. Murphy to Menard. Behind the cage to Andres. Mitchell Andres draws the flag on Hunter Thompson. It's still loose behind the cage. Now the whistles come in with 7:37 to go. be a man-up opportunity for Dickinson. 7:36 to go in the fourth period of play.
Pittsburgh foul on number 28, Hunter Thompson. Technical foul holding, 30 seconds.
Technical foul of holding against Thompson, so it'll be a 30-second penalty against Dickinson, against Lynchburg, excuse me. Dickinson 1-for-1 with the extra man today. Kendall to Mayer, back to Kendall. This is Llewellyn playing catch with Menard. Llewellyn faked a shot. Now they come back to Menard, number 20. 4 seconds left on the man-up shot, and it went right at Hawley, and he made the save. Whistle as Will Trevenin was pushed into the crease from Dickinson. So that'll be a whistle against Lynchburg. It'll give the ball back to Dickinson. Trailing by 6 on the run, shooting and scoring on the restart. Number 20, Chris Menard. Menard, 11th goal of the season. And with 6:55 to go, Dickinson again cuts it to 5, 14-9. So Menard makes the extra possession count.
His 11th goal of the season.
Campbell and Disler again taking the faceoff. Disler gets down real low. Has the first chance to scoop it. It's kicked and scooped up by Dickinson and thrown away and picked off by Ellis. Ellis gets it to Aaron Murphy as Ryan Campbell had it scooped up for the Red Devils, and then he played hot potato with it and got it rid of it as soon as he could. And he threw it right to Burke Ellis. And that's a critical turnover because now Lynchburg can set up shop with a 5-goal lead, 6:20 to play in the offensive end. Aaron Murphy gets it out to Angel. Lynchburg spreading out the defense. Angel switching hands, drawing the double team on the slide. It goes behind the cage to McGuire, caught it on one knee and threw it to Stewart. Over to Cornelius. Cornelius to Galvin. Galvin pushed from behind. Goes to Murphy, now to Angel on the left wing. Angel up top to Stewart. He's got 4 goals. He's had at least 5 in 3 straight games. McGuire has it behind the cage. Left side to Galvin, transferred from Boston College. Galvin shoots it for the top right corner. Didn't go. And we've got a timeout taken by Dickinson, their first. 5:33 to go in the fourth period. Lynchburg on top of Dickinson, 14-9. Visit the Owings Mills Green Turtle, just 10 minutes away from Mustang Stadium during this weekend's Classic. Show your ticket to the server and get $5 off your purchase of $25 or more. The Owings Mills Green Turtle is located at 2 Restaurant Drive South. The Green Turtle combines comfort food, a casual atmosphere, and a sports bar where families, friends, and fans of all ages feel at home. 5:33 to go in game one of this triple header, the Green Turtle Classic, on Sunday afternoon in Owings Mills. Two 1-0 teams will play next. Nazareth and number 10, Cabrini. And then the two teams that lost yesterday, number 7, Cortland, number 3, Stevenson, will play tonight. The Mustang coaches in the box next to us getting a look at Lynchburg, who they will play here at Mustang Stadium on April 4th in a couple weeks. So I'm sure they watched Lynchburg yesterday. They would naturally watch a lot of tape on them anyway and get another firsthand look at the Hornets, who play the Mustangs on April 4th. It'll actually be the third game in 4 days for Lynchburg. On April 1st, they're at Washington and Lee, who's also a ranked team. Then April 3rd, they're at Bridgewater. And then April 4th, they're here at Stevenson. So good opportunity for the Mustangs to take on the Hornets in their third game in 4 days, third road game in 4 days. Out of the timeout, McGuire knocked down, and Galvin has it behind the cage, 5:20 to go. Lynchburg in control, 14-9. Galvin had it knocked out of his hands by Suda. It is loose, and it is scooped up by Blumenstein. Blumenstein threw it behind Paul Anderson, but Anderson has it for Dickinson. And he gets it up to Connor Murphy. So Dickinson will go to work. 5 minutes to play, down by five. Strahd's behind the cage to Murphy. Over to Andres. Andres looking for help. Goes back to Murphy, number 45. Up top to Dodson. Dodson to Menard. Menard scored the last one for Dickinson. Menard stops, goes back to his right hand. Now to Dodson. Dodson back to Menard, top of the box. Menard sprints down the left alley. Goes to Murphy. Murphy, quick pass to Dodson, and he couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds over the near sideline. 4:19 to go. Cole Barrett will put it back in play for Lynchburg. Barrett goes across midfield to fellow long pole Hunter Thompson. Thompson ahead to Galvin, and Galvin now will sprint away from the double team. Galvin takes a pick from Murphy, had it knocked out of his stick. Murphy in the area, rolls near the sideline. He kicks it to Galvin. Now they get it in front to Stewart. Stewart all alone with the goalie, and a save made by Nick Baxter. Baxter with an incredible save, one on none for Stewart, the leading goal scorer for Lynchburg, and that shot in transition by Serpa is stopped by Hawley. Hawley with an outlet pass to Ganley. Ganley into the box, 3.5 minutes to go. Not a great shot there by Serpa, but he knew time running out on the Red Devils. Lynchburg leads by five, just over 3 minutes to play. Murphy had it knocked out of his stick by Graham Parsons. It's loose, knocked ahead outside the box and scooped up by the Red Devils by Menard. So Dickinson forcing a lot of turnovers. Excuse me, this is Suda. Suda shot blocked on the way in, and it is scooped up by Thompson. Thompson hit from behind. Flag goes flying. Evan Leader picks it up for Lynchburg. Another flag down. So two flags down, thrown by the same official on the near sideline right beneath our broadcast booth. Angel across midfield for Lynchburg. Under 3 minutes to play. Hornets up 14-9. Two flags down. Two penalties coming up against Dickinson when they finally touch it up here on this possession. Angel waits for the first string midfielders to come on for Lynchburg. Murphy to Stewart. Over to Owens. So Lynchburg sends out the second line with Owens. Galvin dodging out of trouble, splitting the D, and he shot it high and wide. Now we'll get the penalties with 2:07 to go. Next game should start about 25 minutes after this one. So it'll be pretty close to that 3:45 mark, probably around 3:50 by the time we get the final whistle in this one. 30-second penalty coming.
Two Red Devils fouls, both of the pushes, 30 seconds.
Against Tyler Strahd's and Ace Suda, two 30-second pushes. It'll be a 6-on-4 opportunity for Lynchburg. And we'll see what they want to do with a 6-on-4 for 30 seconds. Do they want to just kill time or they want to add to their lead? Try to add to their lead. Galvin to Cornelius to McGuire. Behind the cage to Murphy. Now to the near side is Stewart. They're very spread out. Cornelius takes a couple of hacks. 10 seconds left. He's nowhere near the cage. His man went down. Graham Parsons. Parsons getting back in the play. Murphy, and they just kill the 6-on-4 advantage. Very classy move by Lynchburg, up by 5 late in the game. Stewart killing time, under a minute and a half to go. Lynchburg on top, 14-9. Hard hit there by Ryder, hard stick check. Stewart got it to McGuire. Now it goes behind the cage to Murphy. Murphy just cradling away as Lynchburg's playing keep away. Now Dickinson out trapping. Murphy taken down. Ball comes loose. It's scooped up by Parsons. Parsons goes back to Ryder. Back to Parsons. Under a minute to play. Parsons across midfield with the long hole. Pass up ahead is knocked down, and it's a ground ball for Eric Lombardo. Lombardo sprinting around deep in front of his own goal. And Lombardo just killing some time. Goes to Hawley, the goalie. Hawley, long pass ahead to Hunter Thompson. Thompson across midfield with 24 seconds left. Lynchburg is going to improve to 5-2. Thompson down the middle, and Stewart makes the catch in shooting position, but he's just going to cradle out the rest of the clock behind the cage to McGuire. 10 seconds left. Lynchburg fans in attendance on their feet, showing appreciation for the Hornets as the Hornets defeat the Dickinson Red Devils 14-9. Lynchburg improves to 5-2. They come to the Green Turtle Classic and they sweep their two matchups against Cortland and Dickinson. For the Red Devils, their tough start to the season continues as they drop to 2-5, their first time losing this season by more than 2 goals, and it comes in the hands of a very talented team in these Lynchburg Hornets, who will most likely be ranked higher than 11th when the new poll comes out tomorrow afternoon. Our final score in game one today, Lynchburg over Dickinson, 14-9. We'll be right back with the post-game show. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. We're right down the middle. He shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannock. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
This is the Green Turtle Classic on the Mustang Sports Network. Now, back to the press box for game highlights and a final breakdown of the stats.
Dickinson falls to Lynchburg in the first game of the Green Turtle Classic on this Sunday afternoon. 14-9, the Hornets take down the Red Devils. Let's take a look at our second half highlights. Lynchburg on top. 9-3 at the break. All Dickinson to start the third. Tyler White picking up the ground ball and going all the way to the goal. His second goal of the season, made it 9-4. Lynchburg at that time. And then check this play out. Ace Suda with the ground ball all the way in front of his own cage. He goes coast to coast, fakes the pass to his right, scores his first goal of the season, and the Red Devils building momentum down 9-5, just 3.5 minutes into the third quarter. Another loose ball situation for Tyler White. He picks it up and again goes right to the goal. Left hand overhand shot beats the goalie low. 9-6. And the Red Devils right back in it with 8:50 to go in the third. Todd Galvin with other ideas. Lynchburg in transition. Galvin, look at him duck underneath with the dodge. Shoots and scores his second goal of the game. Lynchburg extends the lead back to 4, 10-6. Dickinson, though, answering that one. The goal from Jones with the extra man. 10-8 the score after the goal by Chris Jones. 10-7. And then back at the other end, Galvin finding the freshman McGuire in front. 11-7, Lynchburg on top with 2:52 to go in the third. 16 seconds later, Austin Stewart is going to go to work and get his fourth goal of the day. It was an extra man goal as well, right in front from McGuire. Lynchburg would take a 12-7 lead and finish the game with a 14-9 victory. After it got to 10-7, the Dickinson Red Devils never got closer than three. Let's take a look at our final stats for today's first game. Lynchburg outshooting Dickinson 39-27, winning the ground ball battle 38-32. Lynchburg the advantage in faceoffs 14-11. Dickinson did a good job in the fourth, winning 4 out of 5 faceoffs after losing 6 out of 7 in the third. Clears, Dickinson 15 of 17 for the game. Lynchburg 18 of 20. Hornets 3 of 7 with the extra man. The Dickinson Red Devils just 1 out of 2. 12 saves for the goalie for Dickinson, Baxter. 10 for Hawley of Lynchburg. 19 turnovers by Dickinson, 16 for Lynchburg. Leading the way for the Hornets in scoring, Austin Stewart with 4 goals, Aaron Murphy with 3, Todd Galvin 2 goals, 3 assists for Dickinson. Tyler White with those 2 goals in the second half. Rob Kendall 2 assists to lead Dickinson and that department. That's going to wrap up game one here on Sunday of the Green Turtle Classic. Lynchburg defeats Dickinson. We're going to take about a 15-minute break, and then Glenn Clark will be back with the pregame show for game number two. Nazareth and Cabrini on the field warming up. That is game two coming up in about 15 minutes. That's going to do it for game one. Lynchburg over Dickinson 14-9. Again, you can get more on this game online. We will have interviews with both coaches from the first game. That'll do it for game one. We'll see you in about 15 minutes for game two. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This presentation of the Green Turtle Classic has been brought to you by the Mustang Sports Network, the official broadcast network of Stevenson Athletics. Visit SFMSports.net to watch post-game interviews with the coaches and to listen to game archives.